and saying good afternoon to you guys. Welcome, welcome here to Youth Unplugged. As always, I want to apologize. Last week I was not available. I had a personal emergency. As we are on here, let me first say thank you to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. All bank you need, all bank you need. I have a lovely lady in studio with me. We were just chit-chatting whilst we were waiting to come on. Of course, we've started the live, folks, so ensure that you are on. We have started the live. Make sure that you are on our Facebook page. Check that out. Yes, I'm just making a quick adjustment here. You know already, when things are a little technical, what could go wrong? Can go wrong. Good afternoon, Janika, Clary. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm feeling amazing.
You look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm blushing on the live.
Like, blushing?
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good thing. When you're blushing, it means you're happy, right? And she did tell me once we were having a little chit chat that she likes to laugh. Now that's my people who know me. I like to laugh too. Wow, when was that pageant? Miss Teen St. Lucia 2024. People, let me just clarify and let me qualify who this young lady is here this afternoon. How long ago was that pageant?
It was on the 4th of August.
4th of August. Yeah. I remember that. It was just after, but not too long after Carnival.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you, people, I saw the pageant and I was generally very impressed with the cast. Y'all came across very well prepared. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. I know this was going on. There's one of the ladies here who kept on talking about it. There's a teen pageant. You have to make sure you watch it, make sure you watch it, make sure you watch it. I have a teen daughter. And this is her thing. So I was looking at it and I was like, wow. For me, we need more of these pageants. People, I'm saying it, we need more of these types of pageants. As we just recently had, what's her name, going up, and she's up for, what's her name? Oh my gosh, her name is the Miss Universe.
Sky.
Sky, right? I met Sky personally. And I've always said this, that we need to start preparing our crop of young ladies from a very early age, because a lot of these ladies who are going up for Miss Universe started pageants from the age of 4 or 5. So they've been groomed from a very long time. So when I see initiatives like this one, teen pageants, I applaud the organizers and persons, even the sponsors who get on board to ensure that it is happening, because we have to groom you all from early. Mm-hmm. First, how was the experience for you?
The experience was, I don't know, it was amazing. For me, it was not just any other night on stage, because I do love a stage. I do love the spotlight.
Like, I see that girl. Girl, when you got up there, I was like, she been doing that from the time she born.
Yep. I felt like I was made to be on stage. You know, that was my thing.
Yes.
So, unlike it being just like any other performance that I've done, or like my other pageant before that,
right,
it was different because I felt like this time was my time, you know? Okay. I felt like this time was my time.
Explain why. You said this time was my time, because accolades before that. So she's saying that this time, 4th of August, that night, that was my time.
That was my time. Okay. That was my time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know. It was just this rush. Like, girl, you got this. Something bad happened, and then boom, I knew I would have fly with colors.
Something bad happened? You know,
I'm not bad, but you know, my talent wasn't working and stuff went wrong. And
oh gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my. So, you know, that's the worst thing that you can.
Yep.
And then, but you improvised, as they say.
I did.
And that's what you did, because yes. You tell me that and I would not have known. I'm like,
oh. I cried backstage, you could have sworn something that happened. I'm telling you. And then
did people pick up on it though? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, they did. It was very embarrassing. Oh, it was very, very, very embarrassing.
But look at you.
Very embarrassing.
Look at you.
I said, you know what? Since it's talent, last segment is evening wear. It's best I just
you
go
just
out there
need to make
it up. Yeah. I need to make up for what I lost, you know.
I totally agree, you know, and to me that's how we have to be in life generally. Yeah. Stuff happens, challenges happen, but then you dust off, you do the crying. Mm-hmm. I call it the pity party. No, I deserve pity parties. Like, oh. You have your pity party, but then you dust off and then you decide, hey, next.
Yep.
What are we doing to fix that? So that's a good attitude to have. So you decided, okay, you did the evening wear.
Mm-hmm. Move on to...
The other thing, though, I've noticed that they've started the interview segment.
Yes, they started with first. The interview segment.
Yes.
And then after.
That's like getting most of the news out of the way, you'd say?
No, but we did two interviews.
Right. We only had two?
Yes. So okay, we did one before and one after.
Yes.
That's what happened.
All right. Do you remember your question?
The first question was about Breaking Bad, because the theme of the pageant was Breaking Bad and building bridges.
Right.
And they asked us, what does that theme mean to us?
Mm.
And my answer surrounded around the fact that I am a young teen mom, and this pageant
organization, they
broke the rules and they allowed young moms to audition, and I made it through. So that was what the theme meant to me. So my answer surrounded around that.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to... Yeah, she decided to break that one. She is a teen mom, people. She is a teen mom. And let me tell you something. Some old persons that I'm aware that now, as I'm going through and so on learning, that are teen moms and doing very well. Definitely doing very well. Things going for themselves. Let me take this point in time to be able to read your bio, which was sent through to me. Let me big up Anthony. I don't know if he's listening. Anthony!
I think he's probably under the life.
He's
somewhere.
Probably under the life.
Somewhere,
okay.
Probably.
All right. Janika Clary. 18-year-old Janika Clary is a young creative with a passion for arts. She's a dancer, choreographer, theater student, model, runway and walking coach, music video director, performance coordinator, and entrepreneur. And yes, a mother. Miss Teen St. Lucia 2024. Yes, she is queen. In January of 2019, she joined the Avengers netball team, sports. You're hearing all the accolades, people, sports, right? And later on, she received a full scholarship to attend the Silver Shadows Dance Academy. She was very passionate about sports and track and field, past member of the Girls of a Feather and St. Lucia's youth ambassador for She's Great. That's from 2021 to 2023. She is the founder of the Queen Empire Dance and Modeling Agency, which she opened in 2023. In 2023, she moved to Labrie and started working on her platform called She Empowered to advocate for young women and teen moms. This would soon be launched.
Soon be launched? It's already
launched.
No, soon be launched. So we're launching.
I have to kill out all your Miss 2022, Miss Cicero Secondary, Miss District High First Runner Up, Miss St. Lucia Top Model 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, Janika Clary. Wow. She's 18.
My daughter is 18.
Oh my God. Yes, my daughter is 18. So, hey, well, I'll give you her name afterwards. Most people do know her. As soon as I say her name, they say, oh, it's your daughter.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk.
No problem.
Hopefully, because she's along the lines of what you do and interested in what you do.
Okay.
You said soon to be launched, not launched as yet. No. Moving to Labrie. Let's talk about that.
So, when I was pregnant after, well, in the midst of writing CXE and graduating secondary school, I moved down to Labrie. And I think it was more about getting myself out of the negative energy. Because as a teen mom, there's a lot that you deal with when it comes to society.
Right.
And I just needed to get myself out of the negativity that surrounded me.
Right.
So that's what I did.
And sometimes you need to do that, eh? I mean, okay, it's happened and then it's important to have the right environment and support mm-hmm. system, especially being pregnant. Mm-hmm. I tell people you carry that energy on to baby. Yep. Right. They allowed you to audition.
Yes.
Talk about that.
I was in the pageant last year.
Right.
And I had to drop out because right. I found out that I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So earlier this year, I contacted the team. When they put out the audition flyers, I contacted the team.
Mm.
And I asked, you know, can young moms? And they were like, no. You know, they said no. And then probably about 2 weeks, 3 weeks afterwards, I saw that they started allowing young moms to audition. And mm. I was like, okay, well.
I think that's a good move. I do. I really do think that's a good move.
Look at me now.
Do you think that this might take a trend? I've seen one or two, because we're seeing on the international stage, Miss World, Miss Universe, they're making allowances in terms of even body shape as
and
well.
And it started last year.
There was, and her name is not coming to me, from Africa when she won, and she had absolutely no hair. That was setting standards.
Yes.
So do you think this is a trend that's going to infiltrate in pageantry?
I could say...
Eventually?
I could say on an international scale, mm-hmm. yes. However, here, I could say hopefully it does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad that the organizers did take the initiative to allow young moms to audition
mm-hmm.
because I feel like there are a lot of young moms out here who do need the second chance, and they are amazing and very talented.
Right. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I've always been against the rules. I just felt like God took his way with me and just said, this is what it is. Yeah. This is what it is, and this is how you're going to do so and so and so, as in if I break down the barriers and mm-hmm. all the bridges, and I break it down, and this is what it comes to. So hopefully with me being Miss Teen Saint Lucia for the rest of the year, I hope that certain things can come to light so that other pageant organizations here in Saint Lucia can see that, oh well, let's do this. Maybe it's a good idea, mm-hmm. you know, and give it a chance.
So I mean, preparing for a pageant and having a baby.
Okay.
How was that? I mean, you need a support.
I had 2 weeks to prepare.
And 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks to prepare.
There you go. How do you work that out?
I had 2 weeks to prepare. It was carnival season.
Yes,
and,
it was.
I worked together with one of the carnival bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my own business, and my business is surrounded around modeling and dance. And you know, the artists in the carnival season, they do need their models, they do need their dancers. And so I've been running around trying to figure things out with my business and letting my dancers and my models.
What happens with baby when you're running around, like you
said? So it's a good thing to have a great support system.
Yes, I said that.
It is.
Yes,
it is
important.
It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I had chances with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so her dad is also there. He's a very great dad, so he helped along the way.
Okay.
And my family and his family, they helped along the way as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. So
it's a good thing that, you know.
Yeah.
And both families are involved, either side. Wow. Kudos to y'all if y'all watching. Felt that.
So with that, I only had 2 weeks to prepare. My chaperones, T Blacks and Jan Mittal. I don't know if you know T Blacks. He's also very involved in the carnival.
Oh, yes, we know T-Black.
So I had to give him a chance as well
mm-hmm.
to just let things calm down from carnival.
Yes,
so that
because
we can,
he was very busy, and then he's also a singer and band, in a band as well. Mm-hmm. And he has his own, he's a dad.
Yes, and my other chaperone, she's a new mom and all of that. So
everybody's
like,
parenting.
Yeah, everybody's parenting. And I was like, okay. And then we agreed. We said, okay, well, this is the time. 2 weeks, and then and I was not having it with changing my chaperones and finding other chaperones, because these are the people that I'm comfortable with. That's my team,
right?
Everything that I do, that's my team. And the thing about my team is that they won't stop until I win, and they're not satisfied with something that's not good enough and something that's not good enough for me. So they have their standards, I have my standards, and they know what I want, they know what it takes for me, they know how to push me so that I could win, they know what it takes.
Okay.
So I was not willing to give up my team for you know.
I agree with you. I mean, they do say break comfort zones, but then there's some things that, you know, need to stay sometimes.
You know, if you're willing to push and to win, mm-hmm. you have to stick with the people that you know are going to push you past your limit for you to win. Okay. So,
I love that. I love speaking with you today, Jenica. It's very refreshing. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, talking more about you, but then we go a little more personally and business-wise, because you speak about having your own business and it's in the arts. You know, how viable is it in such an environment? We're going to talk about that when we get back. Want to say thank you. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you for supporting, again, Youth Unplugged Weekly. We'll be right back.